Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stacey Marshall from the Flag Football America Network, and we are bringing you another podcast from different either leagues, tournaments, or organizers who are doing just really great things with flag football. So the guest I have today is running a first annual tournament, and he's got a lot of flag football experience. And also, this tournament is in January, and it's out of a great facility up in the Poconos. So who do we have with us on the line?
This is Carrington Beckford.
Great, Carrington. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
No problem, no problem. Happy to be here.
Great. All right, so could you just, for my audience, just introduce yourself and discuss a little bit about the event that you have coming up?
Yeah. Well, my name is Carrington Beckford. I am the marketing manager and football operator here at the Pocono Dome. I also run, I'm the CEO of my own company, Greatest Addiction, which is a brand slash organization that focuses on fitness and sports, you know, to bring the community on board with, you know, getting into that type of lifestyle. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Great, great. How long have you been playing? Well, how long have you been involved with flag football, but just how long have you been involved with not only your organization, but just sort of the sport of flag football?
Well, I've been in flag football for, I would say, the past 2 years. You know, after I stopped playing college football, that's when I really got into flag football. You know, I actually played football at Northern Michigan University, and you know, I was you know, injuries kind of cut my time short. So I had to figure something else out, something else to do. And flag football, you know, was something that kept me very close to the game that I love. So I decided, you know, to start hosting events and so forth, you know, started off with, like, my friends. I lived in Miami for a while, so I was doing some stuff down there in the Miami, South Florida area, and Fort Lauderdale as well. And I decided this year, you know, I want to go all out with it. I want to take it to the next step, you know, with bringing Greatness Addiction on board with it and the Pocono Dome. And, I mean, couldn't ask for a better, you know, a better situation to make this whole thing come together.
And you also are doing some things up in Connecticut, right? Were you doing any flag football up in Connecticut as well?
Yes, I did, you know, just some small stuff in Connecticut, nothing too crazy. You know, just some small leagues in where I used to live. I used to live at Stanford, and I did some stuff there. And, yeah, it was a success. You know, something, you know, just to get the family or friends together, have some small leagues up there.
Now, you said you had played college football in, was it Missouri or was it Michigan?
In Michigan.
Yeah, man. Okay, well, yeah. Between Michigan with college football and Connecticut and Florida, those are hotbeds, man, for flag football, especially down in Florida. I mean, both states, Florida and Connecticut.
Right, exactly. You know, and that's when it rubbed off on me. I never, like, you know, playing college football, you never really, you're not, as a college football player, you weren't really thinking about flag football. But, you know, once that part of your, you know, your life is over, you want to stay with the game and, you know, just bouncing around state to state, and you're hearing about flag football leagues and how fun they are. You know, I decided to give it a try. My first time trying it was in Michigan, and it was a success. I loved it.
Yeah, man. I got started in this. We called, like, the sport of the future. A friend of mine kept bugging me to play. He's actually a friend of mine I still play with. I was like, no. I hadn't played since high school, and I guess 15 years later, I'm still playing.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's how it usually works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so listen, Carrington, tell us about your tournament. I don't want to waste all of our time. I definitely want to ask you some more questions about your background, but I just wanted you to get a chance to talk to the audience about your tournament and just sort of spread the word. What's going on January 16th, 2016?
All right, so it's a 5-on-5 tournament. We wanted to, once everyone get here to really explain, we kind of have like something that's a bit different, but I guess I'll let you guys in on it. So it's a 5-on-5 tournament. It's a flag football, and basically the rules are everyone is eligible. You have time. You have 6 seconds to rush the quarterback. Quarterback cannot run. But, it'll be a great time. The surprise that I had was when it comes to the playoffs, we're going to open up the fields, and we want to be a 7-on-7. And I know that haven't been, like, I've never heard of anything like that before. Like this will bring out, really show who the ball players are, who really take this game seriously, up and out to a bigger field, And another thing the way I look at it on the playoff side, you'll have a lot of more people paying attention to your game instead of all the other games going on, because during the playoffs, you'll have games going on at the same time. And during the regular season, so to say, you will have 4 games going on, so.
Got you. Okay, so now how does it work? I just have questions because, as you know, Flag Football America is very interested in putting in a team. So let me ask you a couple questions. Are you expecting teams to stay the entire day, like 9 through 6, or will you split team, like will they play early games in the morning and expect later games come playoffs? How's that structure going to work?
Well, we're expecting the team to definitely stay for sure. Our team feel like it should be run is if the team stay during the whole process of the whole tournament, everything will be a lot smoother to run.
Okay.
We can have games up and going right away instead of waiting around, because the whole going away and coming back, that could be a hassle, not only for us but for certain teams. For example, if we have one playing against team two, and team two, they're not playing until later on, team two, something could happen or whatever the case might be, and they can't make it, or whatever the case might be. We'd rather just keep everything just going at the same, like, it's just one motion, just keep it going, and try to get everything up and going back to back, instead of waiting and so forth. The only time we like doing something like that is if it's like a 2-day event, 3-day event, or whatever the case might be. Then, you have like your set times and so forth, that, of games.
Okay. So teams will come. So teams will come, and then, I imagine they'll have breaks, but you don't envision there being, like, a 2-hour break, right? Or if there is, there's probably, what do you recommend teams do? Bring food, or will it be from – how do you recommend them getting through the day if it's from 9 to 6?
From 9 to 6? I don't see a team having – because, to be honest with you, like, the games could end a lot earlier from 9 to 6.
Okay.
The games could be 4, but it all depends on, like, right now we have 8 teams that signed up.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
And it's still early in the game. And usually we'll have like three teams sign up like the last date, or four
right.
teams to sign up like last day. So we're waiting to see how that goes, that side of thing goes, you know, and we'll take it from there. But
sure. But that's great that you put that time out there to say, hey, if you know, by the way, it's a great flyer, which I'll talk to you about in a second. But on the flyer, it's great because you're kind of saying, hey, let's you go from 9 to 6, but it could fluctuate. But that's great. You're kind of giving people a realistic time of how long that's going to take.
Right.
For the day.
Definitely.
All right. I got more questions for you. This is great. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network. I'm on the phone with Carrington Beckford, and I wanted to get your title again, Carrington. What was your exact title? You are the...
I'm the marketing manager of the Pocono Dome.
Great, great. Marketing manager of the Pocono Dome. Wanted to get that correct. And the Pocono Dome tournament, flag football tournament, non-contact, is on January 16th, 2016, from tentatively from 9 to 6. You can check us out on the Flag Football America Network at flagfootballamerica.com, also on Facebook. And you can also get a little more information about the Pocono Dome Tournament at PoconoDome.com. Carrington, so I have another question about the league and then about the Pocono Dome. Question one is, what kind of skill level will be at this tournament if someone's interested? What realistic level? Is this for rec people or is this for, like, the hardcore traveling team? And then two, yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
I was going to say, well, right now, knowing that it's our first one in the Poconos, we're really trying to see what exactly could we get out of it, you know. So we can't, we're not going to put a skill level on it all the way. So we'll say rec teams could play, skill teams could come out as well. We want everyone to come out. Just have a great time, you know, play some football. But I'm pretty sure we're going to get a mix of both, which, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. You know,
okay, good.
For, you know, and this is going to, you know, be a learning process for us as well on how it comes out. Like, we have a lot of stuff going on. We have entertainment that will be in the building, you know, and have some great food, you know, some great barbecue coming in. And, you know, it's going to be a great time, you know. So we just want, you know, the teams to come out and, you know, bring their families and friends and, you know, just come out and have a great time with us here at the Pocono Dome.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So also I want to let the audience know that there is a cash prize, but that's obviously based on the number of teams. So the flyer says $600 with $50 from each team with 12 teams. But obviously, if there aren't 12 teams, that number will fluctuate. But the entrance fee is $245, and that fee is due January 11th, correct?
Correct.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about the Pocono Dome facility?
The Pocono... Man, there's so much to tell. Well, right now at the Pocono Dome facility, we have a lot going on. We just got into a new contract with our guys from Athletics. We have a pro NFL trainer who comes in, you know, just started this past week, actually, training a lot of the guys for the combine, you know, the NFL combine and you know, a lot of the guys who have pro days. His name is actually Anthony Glaude. He's a guy who put, I want to say, around 36 guys in the NFL. His brother actually plays in the NFL. And, I mean, he's been in the industry for a while now, and he's been doing a lot of stuff, you know, to, you know, build his resume and his brand. And we're just happy to bring him over here to help us out, you know, and, you know, just building, you know, on that side of things with the training and football and so forth. You know, there's a lot of things we're bringing here, you know, that's you know, to look a bit different than what people are used to in the Poconos, used to seeing in the Poconos. You know, we have around right now, we have, I want to say, 7 guys in the NFL who are training with us right now. We have a guy from UConn. We have guys from Bucknell, guys from Fordham. We have guys coming in from Cincinnati, from Virginia, and so forth. And they keep coming, you know. So that's another thing, you guys could come down and check us out and see what we do on the training side as well. You know, we have great trainers here. you know, who really dedicate their time and their efforts to, you know, all clients.
That's great. That's great. Again, so actually, let me ask you this question before we talk. Just one final question as far as the information. Are you playing in this tournament? Are you entering a team or not?
You know what? Everyone asks me that, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm definitely going to enter a team, though, but I don't know if I'm going to play. I want to, but, you know, because I'm the host, I'm like, I have to make sure everything is going right, you know. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But
yeah, because I got to be honest with you. Long story short, I run a league and I referee in a league. And before that, I was just playing, traveling, going to leagues. I didn't realize when I decided to run my own league and ref that I couldn't play anymore because the teams didn't like it. Now I've met so many organizers who actually run their own leagues and play in it, and I'm like, man, I was not able to pull off that trick.
No, I hear you.
Because I think it always made people feel like there was an unfair, like the one league I used to run, and before I ran it, the guy ran the league and played on like the best team, and it was just sort of this weird thing of like, oh man, it probably had nothing to do with it, but it just didn't look right. But I know tons of guys who do it, so God bless them if they're able to pull that off.
Exactly. And and that's something that I'm trying to stay away from because I don't want to put a team together and whatever the case might be, and people think, you know, that I'm pulling for them or doing something for them. So I'm trying to my main thing right now, I'm thinking, I'm probably going to stay away from it. The only way I will put a team in is if, let's say, we have 11 teams that signed up and we need a 12, and I'm like, all right, I'm putting my team in.
Yeah, I just throw the 12th team in there and sweep everybody. Yeah, you know how that is.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't mean to take the trophy, but I had to. We needed even teams.
but I'm going to stay away from it. I'm not going to enter a team.
Well, listen, I'm sure you are, and I've never even seen you play. But I'm sure you are an amazing player. Usually guys who run their own leagues and organizations like this, especially yours that I've seen from just first impressions, probably is an excellent player. So I won't even go there.
Appreciate it.
But real quick, we run a little bit over, but that's okay. I don't mind doing that. Last two questions. One, who does all your advertising? I think the poster looks fantastic. I've gotten so much positive feedback on that. And then two, just share with the audience one last time any contact information or any information that you think they need to know about the event on the 16th of January.
All right. We have a graphic team that we work with here at the Pokemon Zone. And for any contact or if you're trying to get a hold of us, you can find us at PoconoDome.com. On the first page, you'll see information about the flag football. You can register right there. You can either pay right away or you can register your team and pay once you come in. If you need me, my email, it's on the website that's Carrington@thepoconodome.com. You need information about Greatness Addiction, which is my brand, my organization that's dropping this year. You can follow us on Instagram. It's at Greatness Addiction. Like us on Facebook, Greatness Addiction. And you could also follow the Pocono Dome on Instagram and like us on Facebook, Pocono Dome. I would say this. I'm definitely looking, you know, to see, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the competition and, you know, to see everyone come out and just have a great time. That's all it's about.
That's great. Carrington, thank you so much for your time. Listen, this is going to be a great tournament. I just want to, again, let everyone know this is flagfootballamerica.com. We've got the Adult Flag Football Tournament coming up January 16th, 2016. It's going to be at the Pocono Dome in, I want to pronounce that right, Scada?
Scada, yep.
Yep, Scada, PA. The entrance fee is $245 with a cash prize. $50 from each team that registered will be put into the cash prize. There are a lot of other more nitty-gritty rules, but it's from 9 to 6 p.m. tentatively. It's 5-on-5 non-contact. And please check it out. Check it out, PoconoDome.com. They're also on Instagram at PoconoDome. And I think this is going to be a great event. This is the Flag Football America Network. You can reach us at flagfootballamerica.com, and we also can be found on Facebook. Carrington, any last words or closing comments that you'd like to share?
Everyone, I just want you guys to come out and, you know, have a great time. I'm telling you, I just want to see everyone. That's it, you know. Let's make this first annual football game great, and you know, keep it going. I would love to do something like this every other month, if not every month, and definitely want to plan something. I'm gonna have something for you guys in the summertime that it's gonna be pretty cool. But I'm just gonna leave that until I'll let everyone know about that once they get here, you know,
great.
On the 16th.
Okay. Well, Carrington, I'm so glad you reached out to Flag Football America, and I'm hoping that you and I and you know, our organizations can maybe collaborate on some things in the future. And
definitely.
We'd love to also have you back as well for a follow-up podcast. So that'd be great.
Definitely. Definitely. Stacey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. You know, and like you said, definitely looking forward to doing some collaborations for sure.
Great, great. All right. Well, thank you very much. Again, it's the Pocono Dome, January 16th, 2016. It's going to be their first annual adult 5-on-5 non-contact tournament. And you can check them out online at PoconoDome.com. And you can check us out at FlagFootballAmerica.com. And we are both on Facebook and we are both on Instagram. Thank you for your time, Carrington. And we look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, and good luck with the tournament.
All right, thank you.
All right,
see you there.
You. Great, I'll see you.
All right, bye.
Bye.